Ladies and gentlemen, on this very happy occasion, it is my privilege to present to you our governor, Fuller Warren.
Mr. Cawthon, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, my friends and fellow Americans, we are gathered together today here at the beautiful Stephen Collins Foster Memorial to pay tribute to one of the greatest of American composers, Stephen C. Foster. This occasion is held pursuant to an act of the American Congress designating January 13th as Stephen Foster Memorial Day. Pursuant to the action of the American Congress, the President of the United States set aside this day as a day in which Americans might pay tribute to this great and beloved composer. Pursuant to that action, I, as your governor, proclaim January 13th as Memorial Day for this beloved composer. Today marks the 88th year since this beloved citizen of America, but in the truest and best sense, a citizen of the world, left life on this earth. We are greatly honored to have present today one of the greatest singers in America and one of the greatest composers in America. The songs and ballads of Stephen C. Foster have been made more hauntingly appealing by the incomparably rich voice of Florida's own son, James Melton. He has come here today to make this occasion one of the most notable and historic in Florida's entire history. He is accompanied by a great artist, Mr. Frank Black, who has had much to do with the great success that Mr. Melton has achieved. They will begin the program by leading the entire congregation in the singing of Way Down Upon the Suwannee River. I present to you Florida's most famous and noted son and one of America's most gifted artists, Mr. James Melton.
Thank you, Governor Warren, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. With Frank Black here at the piano, we're going to lead you now in Way Down Upon the Suwannee River. I don't believe I know, Governor, what their routine is, what they have in the way of verses. May I see the printed program?
Yes, sir. Yes, I believe that is all that we have, sir. Yes,
right. Just what are they? How much do they have of it out there? Just one verse and one chorus. All right. So if you will join me, I think it'd be nice if you'd stand to sing this tribute to Mr. Foster. Everywhere
how my heart grows weary.
Thank you very much, Mr. Melton and Mr. Frank Black. Your rendition and leading of Swanee River has made it even more beautiful and appealing than it intrinsically is. My friends, I can't express to you the welcome that we feel for you here today. The common love of music and the admiration of genius has brought us all together here today to try to pay tribute to one of the greatest of all artists, Stephen C. Foster. All Florida joins today in paying tribute to one of America's greatest composers. Today at this beautiful shrine, we honor the memory of Stephen Collins Foster. More than any geographer, Stephen Foster made our Swanee River a familiar name to the entire civilized world. With his lyrical pen, he caught and expressed the yearning of all mankind for a life in a land where there is no strife, no pain, no sorrow, no tears. What single phrase, I ask, evokes more tender thoughts of such an earthly paradise than way down upon the Swanee River? Stephen Foster, if you please, was a Yankee, but here in the heart of the sunny Southland, we revere him as one of ours. Northerners, as they sing his songs, grow nostalgic for tinkling banjos, cotton field cabins, and dancing pickaninnies. Under the magic spell of Foster's music, Northerners feel a warm surge of kinship with our brothers of the South. We Floridians, who belatedly adopted Foster's Swanee River as our state song, regret that we cannot claim the beloved bard as a native son. The South claims him only in a poetic sense, and the North can claim him only in the historical sense. For Stephen Foster truly was America's troubadour to the world. As a musician and poet, Foster was an ambassador of peace, understanding and goodwill among all peoples and all races. Like America itself, the life of Stephen Foster is a study in contrast. He won enduring fame for his songs of the South, yet he was a Northerner. He made the Swanee River world famous, yet there are some authorities who insist he never saw the river which rolls gently along a few hundred feet from where we sit and stand. Many of Foster's melodies sing with haunting tenderness of family and home. Yet he died homeless and alone in a New York hospital charity ward. His talent has made millions of dollars for music publishers. Yet his pockets contained only 38 cents when his soul slipped away from his wasted body. In the 20 years of his composing career, Foster wrote at least 200 songs, but we remember him for little more than a dozen. Swanee River is one of the best examples of his art, and one which only true genius could have created. In all probability, it is the most widely known and best-loved song of all time. It has been translated into every European tongue, and in many Asiatic and African languages. It has been sung by millions the world over. Many, many years ago, it passed from the category of mere written song in the realm of folk music. The people of all the United States, the people of the entire world, are forever indebted to Foster for his great contribution to the one universal common denominator among all mankind. That is a love and appreciation of music. But we citizens of Florida are probably more indebted to him than the people of any other state or any other portion of the earth. Florida is famous all over the world. But perhaps the most famous place in Florida is the Swanee River. And it owes its fame to the great and beloved and gifted man whom we have assembled here today to honor and pay tribute to. Now, the Florida Federation of Music Clubs have been the moving forces and spirits in bringing about this happy and inspiring and almost reverent occasion. In 1936, Ms. Leon Whitehurst of Brooksville, a lady devoted to music and the finer things of life, began a movement to gain proper recognition for this great and gifted man who has done so much for Florida and for the world. It has finally culminated in this occasion here today. Took some 15 years to finally bring it to fruition. I cannot, in the brief time allotted me, accord credit to all the persons who are due credit for the final recognition which Florida and the nation has given to this great and gifted man, Stephen Foster. The most notable thing about this occasion, next to the fact that it is an occasion on which we honor Stephen C. Foster, is the fact that Mr. James Melton and Mr. Frank Black have come here today to join in these ceremonies. All America feels pride in the great gifts and talents and achievements of James Melton. But we in Florida probably feel the keenest and most heartfelt pride. For it was here that his great genius, his rich gifts, first came to light. It was here that he almost began life. It was here that he began the great career that has made so many millions of Americans happier and better. And so it is with gratitude and pride and appreciation that we welcome James Melton back to Florida. We are also happy that he is accompanied by a man whom I think he would be the first to acknowledge has had much to do with his phenomenal and almost unparalleled success, Mr. Frank Black. It is now my pleasure to again present to you Mr. James Melton and Mr. Frank Black.
I want to, ladies and gentlemen, thank Governor for those kind words, and I assure you that I admire him just as much as he seems to like my work. I think he's a wonderful man and a great governor. I'm for him, I tell you. I'd like to say a word to you, too, about my friend Frank Black having come down here with me. Of course, I, being a Florida boy, have a great yearning to come home whenever I can. And Dr. Black came with me to pay honor to Stephen Foster and to the great state of Florida. When I asked him to come, he immediately said that he would like to come. And he's had a fine day yesterday. He was on a tour all over the state yesterday, looking at different wonderful places. I think he might have... You don't mind if I talk to him a little, do you, Governor? You know, I like to talk to people. He went down and saw Marine Land, a wonderful place, and Silver Springs, where I learned to swim, another wonderful place, and De Leon Springs, which is another wonderful place and should be another Silver Spring someday. And it's a wonderful thing to bring a man down and show him the natural beauties and the lovely places of the state of Florida. He's as great a devotee right now of Spanish moss as I am. We're going to do two songs for you, Stephen Foster. They are both very well known. And if we had a big male chorus, which unfortunately we don't have here, we could do some of the more lively music of Stephen Foster, because he didn't compose everything in a somber or sober vein. Some of his music was had a great lilt and charm to it, in addition to the beautiful melodic things that he did. One of the nicest ballads that he wrote is Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair, and Dr. Black and I would like to do that one for you now.
Sobbing like the rain, waiting for the lost one who comes not again. I dream of Jeannie, and my heart bows low. Nevermore with a bright water's flow. Nevermore to find her with a bright water's flow.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you. I don't think that any arranger or composer or conductor or director has ever done more for Stephen Foster Melodies than Frank Black has. I've been associated with him musically for 20 years, and from the very first moment that we started working together, he was a great proponent of Stephen Foster. I learned all the Stephen Foster melodies that I didn't already know within a few months after I met him, and I think it's very fitting that he should be here today. We made a very fine album at one time for RCA Victor of Stephen Foster songs, and I think it's just great that he could come down with me. I do, Frank. I sure do. And are we going to do Come Where My Love Lies Dreaming?
Come where my love lies dreaming, dreaming the happy hours away. In visions bright redeeming the fleeting joys of day. Dreaming the happy hours, dreaming the happy hours away. Come where my love lies dreaming, is sweetly dreaming the happy hours away. Come where my love lies dreaming, is sweetly dreaming, her beauty beaming. Come where my love lies dreaming, is sweetly dreaming, the happy hours away. Come with a lute, come with a lay, my own love is sweetly dreaming, her beauty beaming. Come where my love lies dreaming, is sweetly dreaming, the happy hours away. Soft is her slumber, thoughts bright and free dance through her dreams like gushing melody. Light is her young heart, light may it be. Come where my love lies dreaming, dreaming the happy hours, dreaming the happy hours away. Come where my love lies dreaming, sweetly dreaming the happy hours away. Dreaming the happy hours away.
Thank you. That's all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Governor. Thank you.
Friends, one of the many things that has made James Melton so popular and beloved of the American people is the fact that he gives so generously of his talents. Great many artists do what you might call hoard the talents. They are frugal with them. Some of them might even be called stingy. But James Melton has seemed to feel that he was only a trustee of the rich gifts, musical gifts with which he is endowed, that he holds them in trust for the benefit and enjoyment of his fellow man. And so it is that a little farther along in the program, I shall ask Mr. Melton and Mr. Black to give us some more songs. They were scheduled. They were scheduled to give us only these two songs, which have been rendered so beautifully and have evoked so much approval here. But I am sure that Jimmy, if I may call him that, as a fellow Floridian, after all, he came up right down here in Florida, and I want to clear up one of the myths that have sprung up about him. It has been said that he was, you might say, reared in Ocala. And Ocala has some claims to him. But I've learned from Jimmy's own words that he actually lived in a suburb of Ocala, you might say, Citra. It was there that he really got his start at the age of two, and he advanced on Ocala from Citra. So a little later on, taking advantage of the fact that we have the highest claim on him, the first lien on him, you might say, we're going to ask James Melton and Dr. Black to honor us with more songs. At this time, I want to present to you a number of the distinguished guests here. There are many, many distinguished guests here. In fact, every person here is distinguished in his own right. They are distinguished by an admiration of music and a love and an affection for Stephen C. Foster. Time will not permit the introduction of all of them, but I should now like to present to you the lady. Thanks. I should now like to present to you the lady who began 16 years ago the movement that has culminated in this happy hour. Ms. Leon Whitehurst, as a result of her efforts, the Stephen C. Foster, or the Stephen Foster Memorial Corporation, was formed in 1938. That corporation has worked unceasingly to bring about the erection of this beautiful and impressive memorial to Stephen C. Foster. Is mainly responsible for these services here today. It was the driving, guiding force in bringing about the enactment of the congressional resolution, which set aside January 13th as a day to pay tribute to Stephen C. Foster. So it is my privilege and pleasure to present to you one of Florida's outstanding citizens, one of the great devotees of music in this state, and the pioneer in the movement to give just and suitable recognition to Stephen C. Foster, Ms. Leon Whitehurst. Ms. Whitehurst.
Would you say just a word to him, Ms. Whitehurst, if you will, please?
Your Excellency, I am honored to be here today and to participate in this first annual celebration of Stephen Foster Memorial Day. My heartiest greetings to all of you.
If we could get more speeches of that brevity, I believe speeches wouldn't be so unpopular. One of the bad things about it, though, making a brief speech like that gives a boy like myself more time to make himself boring. Now, Mrs. Whitehurst was the first president of the Stephen Foster Memorial Corporation, but she has been succeeded by many other fine, devoted, consecrated women who have served as president of this corporation. I want to hurriedly present them to you now. They're one of the former presidents of the Stephen Foster Memorial Corporation is Ms. S. Leroy Smith of Miami. Ms. Smith. We'll give her a hand in absentia. That's fine. One of the guiding spirits of this movement, a lady who has become almost synonymous with the Suwannee River, a lady who exemplifies everything that's fine and beautiful and inspiring about the Suwannee River, is White Springs' own citizen and civic-minded citizen, I may say, Ms. W.A. Saunders. Ms. Saunders, will you give us a hand? Take the hand.